Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Grand Center, which is also St. Louis Public Radio's home, is still something of a work in progress, and there are several interesting development projects on the drawing board. Joining me in studio to talk about current projects and planning is Michelle Stevens, Vice President of Grand Center. Michelle, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What are you most excited about right now?
Oh, I think just the possibilities and all of the exciting projects that are going to be happening in the next several months.
What are some of those?
Well, we announced last month the Arts Academy Plaza project. It's going to be a new City of St. Louis park on the corner of Grand and Grandel Square, right across the street from the St. Louis Symphony and the Grand Center Arts Academy. That should be open by the end of the year.
One of the things I see that interests me about that park is going to be a place for entertainers to improvise.
It is set up so that there's some tiered seating as well as a little performance pocket. So there's opportunity definitely for some impromptu performances.
What goes into making a decision about what to do and where to put it?
As far as parks and other developments?
Yeah.
I think just thinking about what is best for the neighborhood and how to what works with the fabric of the neighborhood and the organizations that are already here, making it a great place for the wonderful arts institutions we have to thrive.
And the neighbors, if you will, the neighborhood, how much input do people have who live and work and have enterprises here?
Well, we've had several community engagement sessions where we've engaged our neighbors, talked to them about what they would like to see. And as with the Arts Academy Plaza, the surrounding organizations were part of that planning process.
Another item on the list that I have here is the Missouri Theater Building, which is known as the Missouri Health Building by some. What's going on there? Renovation.
Oh, that is a great project. We're really excited about that. It will be a 145-room boutique hotel and the North American headquarters for Bull Moose Industries.
Bull Moose Industries. Now, that's not a local outfit, is it?
It is. It's a local tubing company. They're out in Chesterfield right now, but they're moving into the Grand Center Arts District.
Wasn't there some British connection to all of this?
I believe their parent company.
All right. So what's the timetable for all of that?
Well, the first phase, which will be the hotel and the office space, should be completed and open next summer. And then phase two will be a parking garage and 130 apartments on the parking lot directly behind that building.
And, of course, Strauss Park has been completed. How is that working out? Is it a popular spot?
It is becoming more popular. We did some extensive landscaping work to the park, opened it up. We'll have some improved seating. So some new park furniture will appear next week.
And how excited are you about Circus Flora, about which we just heard a great deal?
That is just a wonderful organization. It's great that we have a circus that comes to town every year and calls the Grand Center District home.
There is some, Michelle, there is some internet traffic out there suggesting that maybe a permanent home will be found right in this area for Circus Flora. Is that in the works?
We have some conceptual designs. It's not anything that is on the immediate priority list. We have, you know, other projects that we're working on first.
But it is something that could happen. I get the impression that it could happen at some point.
Possibly at some point, but, you know, like I said, it's conceptual at this point.
Okay. We'll move on to other things then. What are some of the other things that you are considering that have those priorities?
Later on this summer, we will be announcing the first streetscape project. It'll be Washington Avenue from Sheldon up to Grand Avenue. We'll be doing some sidewalks, improved seating, lighting, and that should be under construction later this year.
There is a master plan, is there,
there
not?
Is.
I know, and it's been in the works for quite a while. At what point are you now in the master planning process?
Well, the streetscape project that I just mentioned is the first project in that master plan, as well as the Arts Academy Plaza Park. Freshening up Strauss Park was also in that plan. So we're in the beginning initial phases of that.
Are you collaborating with any of the local institutions? I understand there may be some collaboration between you and St. Louis University.
Well, we have the Art Walk which is a crosswalk connector that will connect St. Louis University. Obviously, it runs here through the Public mm-hmm. Media Commons. The Sheldon will be working on their phase of the art walk later on this summer. It will be a pedestrian walkway as well as a green wall on the west side of their building. It's a three-story tall steel sculpture that's 240 feet long. And so they expect to begin construction this summer and will finish up hopefully this fall.
Boy, what a busy place this whole area is going to be with all of this planning.
It's really an exciting time to be in the neighborhood.
How about our public commons, which is adjacent to where we're sitting right now?
Oh, there is great programming happening there. Yeah. I know Nine Network has a summer reading program with their PBS Kids. There's Taste and See events there. There's always something exciting happening there in the Commons.
Well, speaking of excitement, a lot of music is in the offering, a lot of festivals and music-related events. What are some of the things that are going to be happening there?
Well, every Wednesday we have a Wednesday night jazz crawl, so you can come down and hear jazz in four different venues. And this summer we also have Music at the Intersection. It's a collaboration between the Kranzberg Arts Foundation, Jazz St. Louis, KDHX, and Grand Center, where we have live music in 10 venues over the course of the evening. The first event will be Friday, June 17th. It'll be soul, R&B, hip-hop, as well as a tribute to Prince.
Well, that must have been put together fairly quickly, given the fact that he just recently passed away.
Well, we already had the festival scheduled. We just changed up the theme a little bit.
What else in terms of the music agenda do you have here?
Well, on July 15th will be the second Music at the Intersection event, and that will be folk and roots will be the theme for that one. And then in September, on September 16th, we'll do jazz and blues. This summer in August, you'll see the Fringe Festival return to Grand Center. And then we also have the Grand Center Theater Crawl will be on Friday, July 1st.
Any sense of the numbers of people that can be attracted by these various events to this part of the city?
We estimate there's over 2 million visitors a year that visit Grand Center.
What's it going to be like Thursday and beyond when Circus Flora opens? I mean, a lot of people are attracted by that event.
We love to see the life on the streets. There's always something to do here.
It's, this is really one of the most active parts of the city of St. Louis, isn't it? Not only with the planning that you have and the things that are coming, but in terms of street traffic.
It ebbs and flows, definitely. Yeah. But we've got all these great arts institutions. We have the Fabulous Fox, the St. Louis Symphony at Powell Hall, Sheldon, the Contemporary Art Museum, Pulitzer Arts Foundation. The list just goes on and on of the great institutions that call this neighborhood home.
Are you looking far enough ahead to be able to say whether or not New Year's Eve activity will return to this area?
We're not that far yet this year.
Yeah. Is there any chance that it will, do you think?
That is, a festival that's not currently on our planning calendar. But the different institutions, I'm sure, will have something happening on New Year's Eve.
Well, what's the most, I don't want to use the word interesting, but most unusual thing you have on your agenda for the foreseeable future?
The most unusual thing? Yeah. Well, other than parks and streetscapes and music festivals circuses.
I guess it's all unusual sense.
It's never the same place.
Yeah. What sort of a staff do you have at Grand Center to accommodate all of this planning and what have you?
We have a staff that is adept at taking on multiple tasks. It's a pretty small staff, but it's a good team.
Right. And how much time is spent planning and how much time is spent implementing?
Well, I think it depends on what day it is.
Well, it's always great to hear what's going on in this area. One place I forgot to mention, there's apparently a candy boutique going to be opening.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. Miss M's Candy.
You wouldn't want to mess it. That's wouldn't
right.
want to forget that.
It'll be her second location. It'll be opening in the Metropolitan Artist Lofts building on the corner of Grand and Olive. That should be happening sometime early this summer.
All righty. Well, so much going on. Michelle Stevens, thank you for bringing us up to speed on what is happening. happening. We'll look forward to seeing all of this as it's unveiled over the coming weeks and months. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Continued good luck there at Grand Center. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.